harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 78. This past weekend, I got to have an eating experience that was entirely new to me. Originally, my friends and I were searching for a place that was actually open for dine-in service with reputable Peking duck. Eventually, we had to give up, and one of my friends suggested Chinese hot pot. I am a huge fan of soups and Asian cuisine, and I especially like meals that take a little bit of special preparation. Hot pot is all of these things at once. While they do have set orders, we opted for the all-you-can-eat option with two different broths. Once the broths were boiling at our table, we received dish upon dish of thinly sliced meat, mushrooms, vegetable, tofu, and noodles. As you cook more things, the broth becomes increasingly rich and delicious, and eventually you can soak up all the flavor with the noodles. If you ever have the opportunity to have hot pot, absolutely go for it. We spent about 2 hours cooking and eating, and eventually reached the altered state of broth drunk and meat sweats that you can only get from the best food. This week's recipe is not for hot pot, but we will be talking about my favorite homemade chicken broth. It's not quite the 20-hour broth that the hot pot place boasted, but it is rich in nutrients and collagen. As you may know, bone broth is having quite the trendy resurgence in health-conscious circles. All sorts of fancy broth can be purchased, but as usual, I will insist that you can make an entirely better version at home. A sign of a good, collagen-rich broth is how gelatinized it is when refrigerated. This recipe is basically chicken jello when it's cold, and the trick is chicken feet. Chicken feet are one of those ingredients that you can find in cuisine all over the world, but also make those unfamiliar shudder with trepidation. Broth is a great medium to work on getting over that. When we make any type of bone broth, we are boiling the ingredients in salted water in order to leach the minerals and other nutrients from the bones. Chicken feet are mostly skin and connective tissue, little collagen bombs. The bones in chicken feet are relatively thin and absolutely filled with marrow, and my fiancé always enjoys munching on the bones after they've been boiled for hours and I've gotten as much of the broth power out of them as I want. You can find chicken feet at international grocery stores, some local farms, and butchers. You're looking for already peeled chicken feet. They should be a pale pinkish white and soft with the scaly outer skin removed. I like to call this broth dragon claw broth because peeled chicken feet look like what I would imagine dragons would walk on. You'll need half a dozen or so chicken feet, the bones from one chicken, one onion cut in half, 2 carrots, several stalks of celery, 6 garlic cloves smashed, 1 tablespoon of black peppercorns, salt to taste, a few small knobs of ginger smashed, 2 teaspoons of turmeric, and any other spices you might desire. Place all of the ingredients in a large pot full of fresh water and bring to a boil. Start with a good palm of salt and then reevaluate the flavor later. Continue to boil for at least 6 hours, making sure to replenish the water as it evaporates. After 6 hours, taste the broth and season as needed. Continue cooking as long as you enjoy the flavor of the broth and have the time for it. Once you have reached your preferred flavor, carefully strain the broth and save in mason jars, and be careful not to crack the jars with the hot liquid. You can use this broth immediately or store for up to a week in the fridge for later. All of my recipes are online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. You can share your own recipes with the show by sending them to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Deodorant, oh.